You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
All right, we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts, up to episode 9.
9, our trip through the alphabet where we each pick a word corresponding with the next letter. And we have a conversation about student ministry with that word. And so now it is up to...
the letter I.
What is your word for the letter I?
My word is intern.
Intern.
Intern, yeah.
Person to do all our dirty work.
That's right, slave. It could have been S as well. The intern. It's great to have interns in youth ministry, isn't it?
I think it can be an absolutely wonderful thing.
Yeah. So we do internships here at our church. We have really for a long time. And it's interesting to see how that plays out in the life of the student ministry. So tell me, what do you guys do with internships?
So we have done internships before. Our internships are all internal.
Okay.
Internship. You like what I did there?
A little alliteration there.
Yeah. So we have not gotten to the point where we go out and look for an intern, say, at a college or something.
Okay.
If somebody came and asked us, we might consider it. But these have been students who, from our own ministry, who either want to come give back or they're on a path for student ministry, and so they want to do an internship or need one for college. And so it's been a really good thing. We don't do it every year.
Okay.
So we kind of do it when it's available. The reality for us is, yeah, it's great to have an intern and you can give them a lot of work. But at the end of the day, if you do an internship right, it's actually a little more work to have an intern than it is less work, I think.
I totally agree with that. Yes. Now, do you run your internships during the summer, during the school year? How does that look?
Well, we do a little of both. So definitely summer. If somebody's in school and they want a job for the summer, and especially student ministry, then we'll consider a summer intern. Start middle of May after they're done with school, and they're done in the middle of August, and we can definitely, there's definitely things we can give them to do. But we also have the high school programs in Montgomery and Frederick County that we're in right now have a program for seniors where if they have enough of credits, they can create an internship. And then they can get released from school early during the school year and spend a couple hours each day working at whatever internship they create. In fact, my son he's going to be a senior next year, and he has just applied to be an intern at our church in the student ministry department.
Does he know anybody there? You think he can get the job?
I think he's in. I think we're in. The great part about it is the school system does not allow them to get paid.
Ah.
It's illegal to pay him. So... okay. We got free labor. So I think this is going to happen.
So you don't even have to work anymore. Your son can do all your work for you.
Basically just going to give him everything.
That's how it should be.
100%. Yeah. So what about you guys? How do you structure yours?
Our internships are in the summer. We, the same way, we've hired students who grew up in our youth ministry. We haven't done any outside internships yet. Actually, that's not true. We did have one outside internship. He came from some ridiculously heretical church down the street.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
but
right.
We corrected all his bad habits.
Good,
and
good
we
for
actually
you.
Are bringing him on staff as our middle school director here. It's,
he grew up in Matthew's
church. He grew up in my church. Just FYI, that's my church. He was one of my students.
Yeah, but we hire someone for the summer. It's about 10 weeks long.
Yeah.
Some summers we've hired one. Some summers we've hired a male and a female. And a couple of years, we hired three, actually, and we had one serve with the high school, one serve with the middle school, and one serve as an apprentice to our girls director.
Wow.
Which was
great summer.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very full summer. The problem, though, with the internships is that the amount of time that I'm available to actually pour into the intern is very limited. Because I'm gone.
It's summer. Trips, missions trips, camps, vacation.
And so I always have this kind of idealized version of what the internship is going to be in terms of mentorship and spiritual development. And it just never works out that way because there's just not time to do it. So it's been great. It's also been frustrating at times.
Sure. And that's something you have to consider if you're thinking about an internship, because they're an intern, meaning they have not yet arrived, so they're not play ready. You can't just plug them in and say go do it. There's got to be some mentorship involved, some teaching. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have them teach in the middle school or the high school group, you have to help them craft a message. You know, you have to help them because they're just not ready to do it yet. And so there's, again, it sounds like it'll be less time. And the reality is it's more time, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Because we're raising up the next generation of youth leaders.
Well, that's what we've seen. A lot of the students that have served as my summer interns have either come back to be a youth volunteer if they moved back into the area, graduated from college or whatever. We require that they're out of high school at least one full year before they can apply for the internship because we like there to be a little bit of separation.
Sure.
But then I've had, you know, probably six or seven over the years come back and be volunteers, and they're some of the best volunteers that I have.
Absolutely.
There's been a few that have gone into ministry, which is the ultimate goal, right?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. So the benefits are, I think, extraordinary.
Yeah, we have a few interns. In fact, we had an intern who interned for us and now works for you.
I know.
So we love
keep that pipeline that. Flowing, man.
Keep it rolling.
I like it.
And I have to make a correction because I'm with you. I have to make a correction because we did do an outside intern one time.
You did.
It was one step removed. They was very good friends with several of the students in our group. And we did hire that person. And then when that person graduated from college, we hired him. And then they've been working at our church for now 5 years. They're a high school director and doing a phenomenal job. So
it's great.
Internships have a lot of great potential.
We have four people on our youth staff right now paid at the church. And three of them, me being the exception, were summer interns. Isn't that great?
That is awesome.
Two Absolutely. Former students in the youth ministry who did, they actually did two summers each. I think they did them together even as interns. And then Danny coming on from your church after interning with us last summer. So
that's awesome.
It's a pipeline. It's definitely a pipeline.
I remember the first year we did the internship, it wasn't something I sought out. It was a student who contacted me, a former student from our church, was down at Lee University, and said, hey, I need an internship or I can't graduate. And I'd really love to come intern for you. And I remember saying, like, okay, and this was in, you know, probably March. And I said, I'd absolutely love to have you, but I didn't budget for this, so I don't have any money. He's like, I need to graduate. I'll come work. And so he literally came and worked for free.
Okay.
Now, I went to the board and we found some.
Gotta get him some. It's a summer job. He's got to make something.
Gotta make something. We found some cash in a dark corner of the church budget that we were able to pull out and throw his way. So it all worked out. But any investment we can make. And so when
you sell off a church van, what'd you do?
We don't want to talk about it. No, I'm just kidding. We found just a place in the budget to pull it from. But
that money you laundered,
anytime I'm thinking about an intern and budgeting for it, when I pitch it to the leadership, I'm pitching it as I'm not trying to buy extra help because again, we could do the job. I could actually probably do the job better and in less time without the intern. But I'm going to invest your money, the church's money, and my time because we need to continue to train up and raise up the next generation of youth leaders because, let's face it, Steve, I ain't getting any younger.
I am.
And neither are you. You know, Benjamin Button over there.
One discussion we've had internally is, do the interns need to be on a ministry track? And my answer to that is no, personally, because what I've said already is that some of those interns have come back as youth volunteers. They do other jobs, but they're great leaders in our student ministry. I want those people to have some experience. They don't have to be full-time ministry for me to be interested in them becoming an intern. That's great if they do, but I just want people who are passionate about youth ministry and might stick around.
Absolutely.
And be invested long term.
We've had the same conversation at our church, and we've landed on the same side as that. If somebody's on a youth ministry track, of course, obviously we'd love to have them. But if they're not and they still want to come back and intern, if they're passionate about it, I still think there's some benefit in there because, I'm hoping someday, whether it be in my ministry or wherever they end up, they're going to just be one of those A1 volunteers that they know they can go to because they've done it.
Right.
You know, so I'm up for it, man. Internships are great.
They are. So something to think about if you have the opportunity and you can find some money in your budget somewhere to prepare an internship program. I don't think it has to be super elaborate, honestly, especially if it's a summer internship. You are going to be limited in your actual time that you're going to be able to spend with the person probably, but you'll see great results from it.
And if it's pitched well to a board, it'd be very hard for a board to say no because they're just investing in the future of student ministry, which we all know is incredibly important.
So. Yeah, and the amount of money spent versus the potential benefits, it's definitely a win-win situation.
Absolutely. So go out and find yourself some interns.
Find yourself some cheap labor.
Absolutely.
You're all thinking, well, we're already the cheap labor, but find yourself some additional cheap labor. So you can work less.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's it for today. Back tomorrow.
Sherpas out.